So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. Welcome in. Guess what the word of the day is? Affordability. Mikey Sherrill, we told you so. We told all Jersey, they don't care. She's going to provide affordability. Kind of interesting. What did her new attorney general say in her remarks she's going to do? She's going to ensure affordability. Wait a minute. She's the attorney general. She's not Scott Bessin. She's not the governor. How is she ensuring affordability? You know, that seems to indicate she's going to take legal action against anybody they think is charging too much because they make the cost of business so high in Jersey. Remember all those gouging laws? That's the way I read it when I saw this yesterday. What really popped for me, when she said, I'm going to go after Donald Trump, of course, but I'm going to ensure affordability. How does an attorney general ensure affordability? Bit of a conflict here, though. Matt Rooney saw it. I saw it, too. She's the former attorney for probably the biggest energy provider in Jersey. What? How did that happen with Mikey Sherrill, who ran on affordability, ran on all this stuff day one? I'm going to stop them. It's amazing. It's not about that, though. You know what it's about. It's about they want to get at Trump. They came out wild-eyed. It wasn't about affordability. It was they hate Trump. They want to savage Trump. The counter's got to be what got him elected in 2024. And there are two prongs to that. One of them is to do what J.D. Vance just did. And that is to break down their phony claims of affordability and to talk about in detail what the Trump people are doing. And that's part of the coalition. The other part, maybe is the harder part, to get these Trump voters up off the couch and out and voting. Those are the two things. If they happen, we'll win. If they don't, we're not going to win. So I'll break down J.D. Vance in a moment. I thought it was very good. This is what I'd like to hear from President Trump. But I saw this yesterday in several places now. This is a guy discussing his bill, his health care bill, particularly if the field is without any change that Republicans or Democrats come up with. His costs for his family of four would be $27,224. That can't be over the course of the year. What? The deductible. You know, I should have looked at my deductible before your insurance has to start paying? The deductible under this plan, $13,000. You got to pay $13,000 before the deductible stops. They get to deduct that. Now, Republicans are out there today saying Democrats are just trying to protect the insurance companies who are making out incredibly. And that's true. Will it be effective or not? All right, one other thing. This hypothetical, this is the Obamacare bronze. Out of pocket, the maximum you have to pay, oh my God, is $20,300. So take a look at this healthcare plan. You know what people are going to say? Well, why have a healthcare plan? I mean, how's that a healthcare plan? Yeah, maybe at the most catastrophic, it helps me. I got to pay $27,224. I have a deductible of $13,000 and out of pocket, $20,300. Why not take a chance and go without healthcare? That's what you may see people do if it stands as it does now. Now, we got Greg Rothman coming on. Going to ask him what he's ahead of the Republicans in Pennsylvania, affordability, Vance, and also ask him about the health care plan. What would he like to see? We should have Van Drew on and McKenzie and all those guys and McCormick all through this week because they know how serious this is. What are we down to? 3 days, I think. 3 days left in the session. Are they going to come up with a miracle health care plan? Probably not. Okay. Now, J.D. Vance, what I like, and look, President Trump can do this. He doesn't have to read from a prompter. Oh, that's boring. It's not a rally. Can't you entertain and then do it? Now, what Vance did that I like, he tapped into the fact that he came from a community, hillbilly elegy, where the jobs left, they went overseas, and how the Trump people are bringing them back home with investment on top of investment. He talked about the affordability crisis. He didn't deny it. He talked about how the Biden people every year took $3,000. I think it's even higher out of the pockets of the average American because of inflation. And he talked about how Trump has already put $1,000 back in pocket. Then he backed it up and he proved it. He talked about, I like this word. It's one of my favorite words in this, because that's exactly how I'd be pitching it. We're going to claw it back. I love the clawback. I love hearing that expression. I love it. We're clawing it back from what Democrats did. Inch by inch by inch, we're clawing it back. It's our process. It's going to take a while, but we're doing it every day. You can say two things at once. You know, these people that just say, oh, well, it didn't happen overnight. You can't. Oh, shut up. You're wrong. You got to indicate to people you're fighting every day on this, though, inch by inch. Not just, oh, you'll see, it'll be back. Remember, the midterms start now. They've already started. Talking about the clawback today was really good stuff. So I love how J.D. Vance tapped into his own background. I love the setting in Pennsylvania. And I think he told the story very well. He didn't call it a hoax. He didn't say, I'm not going to use the word affordability. He did use it. But tapping into his own background, tapping into what they're doing now and what's going to kick in was entirely appropriate. And we'll try to give it as much play as we can. I'm sure the media, other than Fox, not going to cover it because it's effective. It is a pushback against Democrats. He could debate them on this. I just hope President Trump on this barnstorming takes a page. Yeah, and J.D. Vance doesn't have the pizzazz. He wasn't that entertaining. He was comfortable. He was down to earth. He had a couple of bits of humor there. It's not about that. It's laying out what Biden did, what you're doing now, clawback, and how this will all come together in the near future. And I think today was exactly the right. Meanwhile, in Jersey, we have the Attorney General, Mikey Sherrill, saying she's going to ensure affordability. How would you like to be a business in New Jersey hearing that? You know what it means. Anything they don't like, they're going to go after you, saying that you're raising prices, you're causing it when they did it. Meanwhile, they're trying to get rid of the sales tax. Now, Linda Kearns will be here a little bit later because this unending story in Chester County. Remember when this happened? Election Day. We're nearing Christmas. Oh, come on now. Chester County, you're not going to drop the bomb on Christmas Eve, what happened here, and shut up and move on. You're not going to do it on Christmas Eve, are you? I bet their advisor's saying, no. Don't do it on Christmas Eve. Do it on the 26th. People will still have the stupors of over Christmas and all. It's a Friday. Do it at 4 o'clock on a Friday. That's what happened. See you next year. These weasels. Now, even the Inquirer's got a pretty lengthy article today on the number of whistleblowers that talk about the woman in charge in Chester County with the commissioners picked her, what a toxic workplace it was, what she was doing there. And they predicted way back when, one of them, when they left, something like this was going to happen. So how in the world in Chester County do people just accept, oh, well, yeah, what was that about? What happened to us on election day? We were mad. Who was in charge? Ah, we don't care now. They're slow walking this, unbelievably. What are they investigating? We know what happened. It should have taken a couple of hours. Charge us a few thousand and tell us who's responsible. When are they going to do that? My prediction is, I don't think that, oh, no, that would look bad. Don't do it on Christmas Eve. Do it the day after. Show that people were working even after Christmas. Make it 5 o'clock on that Friday. Make it 2 o'clock in the morning. We did it. We got to the bottom of this. So Linda will be here to break this down. What does it do when you have a toxic workplace and all these things? Will these whistleblowers come forward? And guess what, though? You know what the Inquirer puts part of their stress? The people in Chester County doing the election? Oh, yeah. Election denialism. You know what that means? Trump did it again. The Trump and Trump people. They made these people stressed out and burned out. No. They say the woman was toxic. She created a toxic work environment. It's been going on for quite a while. And they were predicting there would be a screw up like this because of all the stress and antagonism going on behind the scenes. And what happened? We had a major one that you don't forget. We don't forget. We're on it forever. I mean, these commissioners as a group in suburbia are just despicable. I think these people in horsey country, they're more under, I mean, the number one, the worst, even more than the Mr. Softy guy. It's Diane Merzaglia. The Mr. Softy guy does get the juices flowing for me. The guy rushing to the prison to register voters. Remember that? We stopped him. But Diane Merzaglia, no. She's got it all. The venom, the whole thing in Bucks County. She's got it all. The most progressive is probably in Delaware County. I mean, Philadelphia, you got goofballs in Philadelphia City Council, but these people in the suburbs are smarter and they're more ideological. They're crazed. They represent what the suburbs have become, big time. All right, you can get in on any of that, 855-839-1210. President Trump talking about removing, I'm going to play it for you, removing marijuana from the Schedule 1 with LSD and harder drugs. And I'm supportive of that. I'll play you what he said. We're going to have a special guest coming on, recommended by Dawn Fantasia from her neck of the woods, Sussex County. Henry and I were sitting yesterday and said, yeah, let's take a look. Look, I know it was in 2021, but the infrastructure didn't get put into play in Jersey for a while. I would say it's probably 2 years. It seems more like a year and a half. It's actually been up and running. What's the result of legal marijuana in New Jersey? Big story today. New York Post. A guy says medical marijuana was a scam. It really doesn't do anything. Big study out. And he referenced, you got to love these guys, that in Pennsylvania in 2022, only 17 doctors, Henry, issued 132,000 medical marijuana certifications, meaning, yep, you can go and get medical marijuana.
That doesn't shock me.
17, though. They got to be working around the clock.
Yeah. Oh, that's, that. I mean, that's the whole clinic. Yeah. Next. All right, what's your problem today? I have headaches. Yeah. All right, weed. All right, next.
Marijuana is such a funny thing. Just think of the number. I wrote you a text where I said, is this guy on about pot, weed? Oh, you can still
ganja.
You could still call it dope. Yeah. I mean, dope is fine.
It's fine. Yeah, I think now it's getting a little harder. The dope word, at least.
Okay.
Strung out on dope, you know, like.
I saw kids up close. I still think, in many instances, it lowers your overall outlook and drive. I saw these kids as freshmen into sophomore. I don't see anything else. I didn't say it was a gateway or whatever. Although, you know, some evidence that. But imagine only 17 doctors, 132,000 people on medical marijuana.
That's exactly why I picture it.
Honestly. Oh, my God. And look, I'm fine with medical marijuana. I think there's some evidence it does help people that have various difficulties. But overall, yeah, probably a scam. So we'll talk.
It's all right to have this scam.
Yeah, we'll talk with this assemblyman about how is it going in Jersey. In other words, you know, is it a success? What's the metric on that? Here's President Trump talking about taking it off the schedule of the harder drugs.
Is it accurate that you are considering an executive order to reclassify marijuana?
We are considering that, yeah.
Okay. Are you planning?
Because a lot of people want to see it, the reclassification, because it leads to tremendous amounts of research that can't be done unless you reclassify. So we are looking at that very strongly.
All right. Now, people are, let me bring it all together here. People are making the point, MAGA's not going to like this. They're going to be off Trump if he does that. No way. You know, I don't think people that identify as MAGA care about that issue. And I think the play for Trump, he's thinking in midterms, maybe people will give him brownie points if he does that. I think that's what we're seeing develop. The other thing, our buddy Scott Jennings last night laid it out on the Abby Phillips show. The tweet about Rob Reiner. Okay. Just trying to tell people, no, that's not going to crumple his base. It's not good. It's not good what he did. If you think it's good, then I think you got problems. Come on. Again, we're not like them. And Rob Reiner did say a number of things about Trump and Russiagate and all that. But in death, we don't go there particularly saying, look, the son apparently is addicted. And that's what allegedly is involved here. He cut their throats, allegedly, as far as we know. So it's heavy duty stuff. Is that going to break people from Trump? As Jennings put it, a mean tweet. No, it's not. Is it a good idea? No, it's not. Yeah, but Rob Reiner, okay. You want to continue to do that? Knock yourself out. Not a good idea. Not at all. No gain on that. Nothing. 855-839-1210. Let me give you the side question. And this one might be a bit tricky. We'll see. I think people can do it. Fingers crossed here. Rob Reiner was the director. I don't know why that escaped me, of A Few Good Men.
Yeah.
I make the point all the time that with A Few Good Men, yes, we know the line that gets out there. And I guess I know why that escapes the film and becomes the line. But internal to the film, yeah, that music is so well done. The line that's much better is ordering the code red. When he does that, that to me is just the tension, the pinnacle. And instantly the world changes. So we're looking for a film. Think of a really good film, or at least one that people know really well. And give us a line that you think is every bit as good, or at least close to the line that everybody remembers from it. Case in point, give him an offer, he can't refuse. I don't think that's as good as several lines in Godfather. Probably leave the gun, take the cannolis. I think if you ask people now, they like that line better. It captures a little bit more of the spirit. The other is just so well known, it's overwhelming. You have a better one, too. There's three or four others.
Oh, I mean, it's a very quotable movie. Like, an up there of quotability, it's probably
top three. It's got to be. In Godfather 2, there are, this is the business we've chosen. To me, that's the line. It summarizes, that's the whole theme of Godfather 2. It's more the business continuation. It's not as glamorous as the grandeur of Godfather 1. They're going into Vegas now, you know, stuff like that. All right, how about yours, Henry?
Yeah. How about a phrase coined in the fictional summer of 1962? when, you know, one of your friends is just, I mean, how could he be this lame? I mean, you're killing me, Smalls. I mean,
yeah.
That line, okay, I think, right. is the most iconic from The Sandlot. But I always think about when the babe visits Benny in his dreams the one night and what he says on the way out the door. Heroes get remembered, but legends never die. Follow yeah. your heart, kid, and you'll never go wrong. I mean, that quote's great. I love
yeah.
that quote.
Now, give me some vodka and a cigarette. Yeah, I'm yeah. going to hit 500 home runs. Okay. Yeah, so it doesn't have to be overwhelming. It's just another line. Think of some of the movies you really like. There are lines that are quotable, not just the one that's the headliner, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so 855-839-1210. We'll see how it goes. AT&T and Verizon, by the way, Animal Farm remake now has a billionaire in it that is the villain.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Did we remake that?
Yeah. I never saw the movie, but the book.
Never read the book.
Yeah, I read the book. I think I taught it until quite a while ago. And how you want to go there with the billionaire, that's not what it's about. That's not the message of Animal Farm. Not even in the slightest. Well, think of the book 1984. I think the line in there, there's several lines in there used for the party, but do it to Julia. You got your head put into a rat cage, and you can hear the rat. They're going to open up the door if you don't renounce Julia and everything else. Man, you're going to renounce Julia. That's pretty insidious. All right, so hit us with that film. We'll help you if you need so with the line that's a memorable one, and you give us the line that you think rivals it or is equally as good or pops to you in some way, shape, or form. You do that by getting in at 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All we need you to do is just push pound 1210. And we'll talk with this guy later on about marijuana. What metric do you use? Is there trade-offs? Is it a success in Jersey? I know we hear they bring in $1 billion a year, et cetera, et cetera. He'll tell us whether that's true or not. Is there an uptick in problems in the workplace? I'm not even sure how they test and you get, can you operate heavy equipment then? DUI, it's difficult with marijuana. Very difficult. I don't know what the police report on that. 855-839-1210. You got a line on Talk Radio 1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, it is Dom time. Get in right now. 855-839-1210. So, you know the iconic lines. You probably know 100 of them from films. Is there another line in that film? Like I say, with A Few Good Men, it's not the can't handle the truth. Yeah, there's a lot of bluster in that. It's the Code Red to me that does it. More dramatic. Make your case. Give us the iconic line and a line that you like from it or a situation. 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. As I said, President Trump looking at the upside downside of, I don't think it ought to be a Schedule I drug. I don't know how you could think that. We're told constantly that, yeah, well, it's different than the weed and dope of 20 years ago or 25 years ago. Christie makes that argument. I'm not sure how accurate it is. It might be. But is in there with LSD, heroin, things of that nature? No, I think Trump removing it from that would open up what should happen. This ought to be voted on state by state. And in New Jersey, people wanted it. So it was fair and square, referendum on it. Even Ocean City voted for it. I remember looking at the vote totals when it was on the referendum. Would it pass in Pennsylvania? I would love to see, because it would be a ferocious battle. I think it would be very close. All right, coming up, too, in the next segment, we have put together, after much thought, a stunning array of the top eight callers. We'll give you them and their opponent, and then we'll tell you where to go to vote. And you can't vote early, vote often. Newman Price Waterhouse is certifying this, just like on TV. And we'll give you an update each day, and the voting will end on Friday for the first round. And then we'll have the final four. And I think we've crafted something pretty good. I mean, it was so ferocious, the so difficult with the people that we had to decide with, that it was very, very difficult. Okay? We got that coming up here on Talk Radio 1210. Let me go to Scott in Mount Laurel on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Scott. Good afternoon.
Hey, Dom. The marijuana thing in New Jersey, to me, a major failure. Since they passed it, worse than before by far. You just smell it almost everywhere you go. It's ridiculous.
So wait a minute. Your metric is you're smelling it more, and it's an awful smell. Yeah. I would agree. And that's a reason that you think it's a failure.
Yeah, and for whatever reason, yeah, I mean, the other factors, I mean, look, I'm all for freedom. Smoke yourself to death if you want in your own house. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's like, it is such an infringement. They'll enforce areas of smoking cigarettes in public, and everybody's, somehow that's a big negative, which I obviously agree with too. But the marijuana thing, for whatever reason, that smell seems to travel a lot further than cigarette smell. I'm not sure if it's just
an interesting test. I would agree with you. In Philadelphia, Chestnut Street used to be the showplace, maybe not in the wintertime, but I had to walk down Chestnut Street to get a passport done during the summer. Block after block, it was pungent. I mean, it was 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Yep. It was unbelievable. Yeah.
That's the word, pungent. That's exactly it. And just like, it's, you know, like I said, I'm free for everybody to do what they want. But when you start infringing on other people, then it's a problem.
Okay. So
to me, it's been a negative for that reason.
What's your movie?
I would say that in one of our favorite, both of our favorite movies, The Untouchables, you know, I think the iconic line is, you know, they pull a knife, we pull a gun. That's
right.
The Chicago way. I think there's two other. Can I give you two other lines?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, one was you're nothing but a lot of talk and a badge. I love that at the end. Yeah, you're nothing but a lot of talking about.
Well, when they're lifting Al Capone, De Niro, off the ground in the end, and his feet are still moving. That is incredible.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah.
And the other part is when Stone has the guy lined up, and it's just one word, and he goes, like, you got him. He goes, two. Remember the guy's counting? He's like, you got 3 seconds to decide. One. And then Stone
shoots
him right in the mouth.
And says, right, yeah.
Two.
That is great. All right, thank you. Yeah, Henry, let's again, you know, because it's this is difficult.
Yeah,
they might be. You might be a little bit inexact with the ones that you think are close to it or better. This is inexact.
And
so
that's
those
the way
good.
I have to reiterate because I've been taking phone calls.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure everyone quite gets the what
no,
we're asking.
No, we're asking for the quote.
We're asking for the quote, but
right.
we're not asking for
right.
the most iconic
right.
quote
that's
from
right.
a
yeah.
movie. We're asking for some other quote from that movie that
right.
rivals it.
Yeah, exactly.
Like I said, like the most, you know, iconic quote from The Sandlot is, you're
right.
killing me, Smalls.
Exactly.
But I'm taking the quote that Babe Ruth says to Benny when he comes to him in his dream.
Exactly.
That's what I'm, that's my
well,
answer.
Well, Scott with The Untouchables. Those
yeah,
are both,
and that's a great answer.
Those
that's what
worthy.
We're looking for. Yes.
I can think of two or three more that are in there that are riveting. That film is underrated. Just the swoop of the sound effects, the music
mm-hmm.
is incredibly well done. Okay. So not the quotes like you can't handle the truth. A quote that
like your
rivals
your,
it.
Your example of you can't handle the truth, you know, that
yeah.
being the most iconic line,
right.
but you always prefer, you know,
oh, yeah.
did you order the code red? You're goddamn right I did, you
yeah,
know.
Exactly.
You prefer
yeah.
that line.
That's
what we're asking for.
The build up when he said the other gets you going and then he when he comes because you see the snarling, the build up.
Yeah.
He knows deep down he's
I'll
an officer.
I'll answer the question.
Right. You can't answer the question. You can't. I still don't like Tom Cruise in it. Tom Cruise's face gets even punkier.
Oh, yeah.
The course of, oh, the lower. Yeah, oh, my God. He looks better today than he did then. It's brutal then.
Mm.
All right, 855-839-1210. Got the concept. Scott just illustrated it. All right, you heard what he said about marijuana. His metric is the smell is all over the place. Okay. Is the metric tax dollars coming in? Is the metric, did it cancel out illegal marijuana sales, which is one of the goals of it? Is the metric, it creates jobs. In Atlantic City, there are 12 shops within two blocks. It seems like about, I'll ask the guy we're having on, about 60% of towns still are saying no. They won't put a place where you can buy marijuana in there. I saw 70 in one report. What does that tell you? All right, town doesn't want to be labeled with it. Morristown has one, though. Go figure. Wildwood does not. Wildwood doesn't. I mean, Camden,
good.
Of course. Yeah, but I mean, it's all these places you're risking your life that have them. Camden, Atlantic City.
You got to bring business back, right?
Yeah, exactly, right. You know, the one business, wherever you are, that still seems to thrive, nail salons. There's my tip of the day. Nail salons. You just see them even in places that are destitute. Nail salons. Maybe the hair weave in Philadelphia, but nail salons. 855-839-1210. You get in. We'll give you the top 8 callers of the year as per the judges. We'll give you the matchups and tell you how to vote. And this time, we're going to have no shenanigans with Newman Price Waterhouse in charge of this. Linda Kern's coming up at 1. It's always good. What the heck are they doing in Chester County? Toxic workplace. They predicted it. And look at the vote screw up. How many people were denied their right or inconvenience? When do the suburbs erupt against all these progressives that are running them? Are people, by and large, happy with the Diane Merzeguias of the world? Who's going to beat her? What Republican's going to beat her when we get to that race? Now, Scott Pressler's not going to move to Bucks County so he can run against her. Imagine that race. Now, that's a race I would pay to see. Scott Pressler against Diane Merzego.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my God. The debate. It would be unbelievable. When they squared off, Pressler even had his hair up fancy for that one.
To put that's like a plexiglass divider between
the two. That tells you something. When he does the hair in that way, he's gone in for business. 855-839-1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
I'm Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, part of the great stuff we look forward to each year because of some of the characters that are out there that call regularly. We get to know part of the community here, part of the family. We have the Elite Eight ready to go, and then Henry will tell you how you can vote right now. Who do you think is the caller of the year? Henry, I'm correct that the Earl of Tacony is back in, we believe.
Yes.
Okay. Sorry. I know you're on the phone. He's in the race. Just wanted to clarify. All right. In our first match, this is a very colorful match.
Yeah.
It's the only place where a small town bordering on Philadelphia, right on the border of Philadelphia, has not won. How did that happen? But two contestants. So in the first bracket, the Upper Darby match, the near suburbs. Well, it's not a near suburb. It touches Philadelphia. All right. We have Drew of Upper Darby, who's part Greek, but he's only part Greek. The real deal, Xenos, a rising star, is Greek.
A star is born.
That's right. So it's a part Greek and a Greek on the near borders of Philadelphia. Bucks County, we usually have a contestant. Bucks County is a big caller area because it's where America goes to vote, you know, determines Pennsylvania, all that stuff. I would say the odds-on favorite, but, you know, that didn't matter last year. Robert of Ben Salem in an all Bucks County match against Gary of Newtown.
Heavy hitters.
Heavy hitters.
Heavy hitters in the field.
On that. Then we move to the next region. Yes, it is an all Joe match. Last year's runner up in a very hard fought battle, Joe of Columbus. And you know who the guy is. He's not an actor. He's real. It's hard to believe. Joe of Exton. With a big demographic of the Byzantine vote that we know is out there. And the final match is a rookie versus the wily veteran and past winner.
Old school versus new school.
That's right. David, the Southern District of Lexington, South Carolina, the guy who gave us that immortal expression, bad things happen in North Charlie. And the Earl of Tacony, the guy who packs umpteen factoids into any call. All right, so it's Drew Zenos, Robert Gary, JoJo, and David, and the Earl of Tacony. So you can vote in all. You're able to vote in all those, right?
Yes. Correct.
Once.
So that's the big caveat here. Our friend Newman Price.
Price Waterhouse.
Yes. Price Waterhouse. Yes. He was able to set up a website for us here, friendsof1210.com/domshow.php. I will be tweeting that out on your Twitter shortly so everyone in the listening area can vote. Can vote up to one time thanks to Newman Price's technology advancements here. So there's no rigging of any of these polls.
No Russian bots.
No Russian bots. No nothing. You get your one vote per IP address. I shouldn't have said that much. I feel like now people are going to put on their... Oh, man, I forgot. NordVPNs and all.
Yes,
yeah, they're put on their VPNs now. So, yeah, one vote per IP address, so use it wisely.
All right. So, again, where do they go, Henry?
They go friendsof1210.com/domshow.php. I am going to be tweeting that out on Dom's Twitter shortly at domshow1210, so keep an eye out for that.
Yeah, the last one, the people that are not on my Twitter, that last part of it. So, friendsof1210.
Friendsof1210.com/domshow.php.
.php.
Correct.
All right, PHP. All right. Do that now. We'll give you an update at the end of the hour here on how the voting's gone. These are intriguing matches. If I had to make the favorite here, I would say Zenos is the favorite with Drew, but that's a tight one.
I think I like the way we staggered these matchups a little bit. I think we're going to have really close calls here. Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
That upper Darby region is going to be a tough one to get out of.
And Robert and Gary, I think Robert's the favorite, but Gary has got a lot of fans.
Oh, absolutely.
The two Joes, we got a runner-up, and then we have Joe of Exton.
I also think that's going to be a showdown. That's going to double overtime. it's going to be fought out in the trenches for sure.
And then the rookie versus the Earl of Tacony.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to see it. The plucky upstart can... rid of our 2023 champion.
Be watching that corruption from South Carolina. Noted corrupt state. How they may pile in, you know? You can vote from anywhere in the world, but we'll be watching. All right, 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. So you're giving us the movie line, and then you're giving us the line that you think rivals it in one way or another. I'm watching on Fox right now, growing frustration over soaring youth sports costs. Again, there's no getting away from the affordability thing. And I think J.D. Vance gave the template today. And here's what I'm going to tell you. All right. And you're not allowed to say this in talk radio again. This was better than what Trump did. Yeah, I'll say it. It was better than what Trump did in the Poconos. President Trump can come barnstorming in, entertain the people at the rally, but the core of it, he's got to, and he doesn't have to read, oh, this is boring, off a sheet. He can talk it in Trumpese. That's what Vance did today about what the Trump administration did, the first administration, what a reasonable timeline is to get it done, how bad digging out a Biden is, what progress they've made of money back in your pocketbook. And then, what are the things that we're going to see in relative short time to do even more of it. Does that seem like a plan? Ah, that's boring. Okay, do all these rallies. Don't do that. And let's see what happens. He also tapped into hillbilly elegy, coming up that way, seeing the jobs go overseas, and how they're bringing them back here. He also talked about this, and I wish President Trump would. He talked about high housing costs, et cetera, due to Biden unleashing 20 million people into the country. And he drilled down on it. Again, the narrative is there. We just have to tell it correctly. Or tell me you differ. You know, you think Trump ought to just blow into these towns, entertain people, and we'll hope they go out and vote. 855-839-1210. The one given I know for the midterms, their vote is going to show up. Why? They're haters. They just hate Trump so much, they're going to show up just to exhibit that hatred. They want to tear him apart. And whoever the Republican is, they're going to get at them because they can't get at Trump. It satisfies their urge a little bit till the next election. They want to get at more Republicans. So we have to get that Trump coalition, the group that went for him in 2024, to see that Trump is making a difference in bringing affordability home to a better place and even better in 2026. And then two, the basic came out with him on the ballot. He's got to do a better job of getting them to come out. It's not impossible, but just wishing it is not going to happen. To say, oh, well, you know, it took a long time for inflation to be there. What do people expect? Not going to win. There's deadlines in politics, and the deadline is the midterms, and it's here. Winnable. Vance today was a roadmap. Great job in the Lehigh Valley. 855-839-1210. You get on board. All right, let's talk about my good friend, personal dental specialist and board-certified prosthodontist, Dr. Robert Bentz. He's got exciting news to share. His daughter, Dr. Emily Bentz, has successfully challenged and completed her board certification, and that's no small feat. Now, with over 11 years of training and 33 years of experience between them, think about that. It's thrilling to know that Dr. Emily Bentz joins Dr. Bentz, providing the best in customized and innovative care for the most complex dental cases like mine, in addition to the exceptional general dentistry services provided by Dr. Sarah Cooley Bentz. It's a true family affair. So when you have an issue that requires highly specialized care or perhaps a second opinion, I encourage you to do what I did and call the Bentz Dental Group at 610-272-6949. 610-272-6949, or visit their website, Bentz, B-E-N-T-Z, dentalgroup.com, BentzDentalGroup.com.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
All right, Tom Giordano's show. You might want to check out Shawshank Redemption. I'm not going to say the line a guy put in on Twitter, but I think they work out pretty well. All right, Bill of Bucks predicting that Diane Merseglia might retire. Oh, come on, Diane. We need you out there on that wall. We need you to order a code red on the taxpayers every other day. Well, maybe Fred Herring will run for commissioner.
Maybe if you ask nicely.
Yeah, Danny. Yeah, we were told that, too. You know, you got Cuban snipers all over the place when we were there at Gitmo.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that we were in the guy who ran the place at that point in their quarters, and I did sit in on an interrogation of one of the prisoners, and I did witness them playing soccer, and they were looking like we could kill you if we wanted to. And I'm thinking, you're playing soccer, another third world indication here, you know? Oh, man, we walked between the cells there, and they try to spit at you and throw other stuff.
Right,
the guards, the guards calm them down. But out of all that, we're at Gitmo, bringing the interrogator on. Who did we get the most calls on that week? Ben and Jerry, and I think it was Ben we had on who had a book. People went nuts to go after him. We're at Gitmo. I want to know what he said. Yeah.
No, I want to hear the ice cream guy talk.
Now, this is a funny call this early in the show. I think this guy's politicking. He's showing up at the polling places.
You think?
Yeah, remember he's in a death match until Friday with his good friend Robert of Bensalem. Let's see if he'll tell us anything negative. Gary in Newtown. So, Gary, you pose as a pretty good friend of Robert of Bensalem. What skeletons are in the closet there, do you think?
No skeletons, but it is a death match. I love Robert. He's a great man.
That sounds kind of fraudulent. Something's up there.
Nah, you watch. Wait till you hear this call. So, yes, wait, let's go back to your topic.
Yes.
2026 midterms. We need to show what we're going to do because in 2028, we need to win the presidency, and Trump's not going to be on that either.
Right.
So we better get this stuff right.
Yeah, I could buy into when it's a presidential election, marginally, it draws more people because it's the big election. But if it won't matter. If they get that runway going toward it, it's going to be pretty tough.
That it will be. It'll be really, really tough. So yesterday I called in and I said, for some, I quoted your conspiracies. For some people, conspiracies are better than sex. And for me, that gets truer every year that passes. And then you made a comment. We got to get a hold of Gary's wife.
Yes.
And I played that for my wife, and she said, "Honey, the HIMSS package showed up. Get upstairs and show me the money." And I said, "You got it, baby. You had me at hello."
Oh my God, this is all scripted. Thank you, Gary. All right, Jerry Maguire. So which line is, "You have me at hello," I guess he's saying, is the line, rather than "show me the money." Yeah, that's true. That line is played out quite a bit. I don't know of any other line in there, but that's it. All righty, 855-839-1210. That's a pretty good illustration. What we're looking for today, it's a little bit offbeat. Since it's Rob Reiner directed A Few Good Men, I argue the code red is the thing that draws me every time. The other really bids up because it's so big, the line. But when he goes code red, oh, my God. And just seeing that character quaking now. But then he gathers himself and he goes on the attack again.
Yeah.
And then, even after they dust him off, he does the arrogant thing of like that pulling down his thing and walking out. Oh, yeah. He back and forth.
I got a flight to catch. Yeah. Sit down. I'm not done.
No, when he goes to the judge, I don't know what kind of outfit you're running here. To the judge. Not a good move. And what does he say?
I've earned, because he's talking about his title. He's like, I should be, referred to as such. And the judge is like, I'm quite certain I've earned my title. And you refer to me as such.
Yeah. 855-839-1210. You, Mr. Weinberg.
You, Lieutenant Weinberg.
All right. Hit us with that. Linda Kearns in the On Deck Circle. We'll take more calls. Simple premise. Think of a movie with two big lines. The iconic one, then the one, at least two. And the one that you think rivals it. That's what we're looking for. Also, with Linda, Chester County. What happens now that we have all these whistleblowers saying toxic workplace, could have predicted this was going to happen? Well, they're going to take that into account when they take a look at what did happen? And don't people demand some kind of timeline? This happened on election day. We're well over a month away, and there's no sign that they're going to come. Are they going to come to a finality on Christmas Eve? The suburbs did not used to be run this way. The one thing when I thought of the suburbs versus the city, the suburbs were competent, well run, even if I didn't agree with the politics. Now they're ideologically out of control, and they're not well run. I wouldn't say Philadelphia is better run. That would be impossible, but they're not well run at all. 855-839-1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.